Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. My, we have a long-term relationship. Great thing as a show evolves and you start to evolve yourself in relationship to your audience is that even though you're here by yourself, and in a sense you're talking to no one, you're really talking to everyone in a very intimate way. Years ago and to this day, I did so much talking publicly. It was a different forum. When I hit radio a couple of years ago, those first number of months, you're sitting there and you're by yourself and you're looking at nature, and it's a whole different kind of a ride. But what happens over time, as you start to develop relationships with your audience, even if you've never met them, and you realize that despite the fact that you don't see them, they're really there. That may sound counterintuitive, but over the last 75 shows, when I do a show now, I really see you, and your comments help. So keep those comments coming. We've got hundreds of them by now. I read them all, and it helps materialize you for me. Thus the show today on the skin. I haven't done a show on the skin and the eyes and the ears, et cetera, because there's central concepts with them, but a lot of the information with certain subjects is factual. It's tidbitty. There are less central concepts. So when I created this show today for the skin, a part of it's just facts that you got to know, that you pick up along the way, and then there's the concepts. So this show is a little bit different in its format on that basis, that a lot of it's factual. It's quick. You need to know what you need to know, but there's not a lot to say after that. And then the other stuff are concepts I guarantee you are going to stretch you. So today's show on the skin, and of course, my greatest pain, or one of them, are people that come in and they give me a list of symptoms from A to Z, and a lot of them are serious. And yet, when I ask them what their chief concern is, it's the skin. And that's, in a sense, why I evolved not focusing on the skin, because how important is your skin? Well, as a doctor, what you realize, and this is what I want to say to you, and so put your caps on now. The last place your body is going to send priority is the skin. It's the periphery. It's the layer that contacts the outside. And on that basis, if the body's got to reserve its energy, it's not going to go to the skin. The sexual function is the same way. The sexual energy is the cream of the energy. It's the cream of the crop. So if your body's got more important things to do, which generally it does, the last place it's concerned about is the sexual energy. It's the same thing for the skin. Same thing. At the same time, the skin is the barrier, or it's the interface with the outside world. So it's got an incredibly important role in the defense of the biofield. Okay, so we're going to start languages now that I hope many of you are familiar with. That energy field around the body emits off the skin from the core through the skin and beyond the skin, you have a magnetic field surrounding the body. So, for reasons we'll get into, when the magnetic field around the skin depresses, when it falls back, you're open to attack. Pathogenic attack, microbial attack, chemical attack, free radical attack, when I mean chemical attack. We're going to tie this in later with skin cancers, basal cell, melanoma, squamous cell, warts, molds, this, that, funguses, etc. There's a defensive layer around the skin that is beyond the biochemistry that derives from patency or integrity in certain core systems. Some of them are biochemical and some of them are biophysical. That's a big concept. We're going to get into that later. Here's something you know. You know that the kidney is really the skin, and the skin is really the third kidney. The skin is the third kidney. What comes out in your urine will come out in your skin. The kidney removes water-soluble poisons. So not pesticides, not pesticides. A pesticide is lipophilic, meaning that it's got to get conjugated in the liver and go out through the bile ducts. But many, many, many chemicals, and many chemicals that we just make with the cell, urea, uric acid, these things will go out through the urine or they'll come out through the skin. When you sweat, you're urinating. There's a concept. When you sweat, you're urinating. Do you sweat through the skin? We'll get into that later. Because if you're not sweating, something's wrong. And again, this ties into some of these concepts in the last 100 years, like sweating's gross. Like women that sweat, that they drip sweat when they do a spin class, are embarrassed because that's not ladylike. No, that is ladylike. Concept there, you're on your platform 10-inch shoes. You're covered in all these toxic perfumes. You're constipated because the act of defecation is kind of like embarrassing to you. You would never think of sweating, even though you know exercise is so important. Think about it. From the shoes to the necklaces to the bras that are too tight to the platform shoes to the inability to sweat. You keep it in. When you keep it in, where do you think it's going to come out eventually? If you don't let it out one way or the other way, it's going to come out your skin. That skin is the third kidney. If you congest your liver, if you congest your kidney, if you congest your lymph, if every normal portal of exit, including breath, from the body is congested and clogged, and you're just filling yourself with poisons, it's going to come out your skin. And if you've got that nice oily skin, if you're high testosterone, if you're high estrogen, and you've been blessed with that oil, all that garbage coming out your skin, because it's not coming out the other ways, is going to turn into acne, rashes, terrains, areas on your body that are perfect for the growth of warts and funguses and skin tags and all these things that we consider disgusting and that we want to zap off with electronic appliances. So first concept, that's exciting to me. What's not exciting to me is when somebody asks me, I've got this little mark on my skin here. What do you think it is? And what can you give me to get rid of it? I mean, I understand it. I can relate to it. But the bottom line is that the health of the skin is from the inside. Now, we're going to get hopefully a little bit into these skin serums and glycolic acid and things that hold more collagen and put more collagen in and things that hold more water in the skin and et cetera, et cetera. And it's not that these things aren't good. Why? Because the skin absorbs from the outside. beautifully. We have to take advantage of that. You can't get to your heart. You can't get to your kidney. You can't get to your pancreas. It's buried. But you can get to your skin. That's an asset. And that's an asset you have to capitalize on. And we'll get into that today. But I don't care what you do through the exterior of the skin. You've got to work the interior. So yes, the skin is the largest organ in the body. And yes, wrinkles are terrible things, and so are skin tags and warts. And yes, hopefully there's some magical cure for them all, but we want you to go underneath. So first concept, it shouldn't be on the skin. Your skin shouldn't be burdened with the responsibility of throwing off and throwing out all this garbage that should come out through your biliary system, through your kidneys. So if you've got chronic skin problems and you've been through the issue of, doctor, what can you give me for this, pharmaceutically or herbally? And you haven't lucked out, and I call it luck, because a lot of times you got to be lucky to just get that quick fix. But if you haven't gotten the quick fix, first concept, clean the kidneys. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc. I've got lots of subscribers now. Lots of people are buying all the shows I ever did, and from the time you buy, 1 year worth of those shows. It's like 20 cents a show. It's a good deal. If you study those shows, we can talk better. Because as I said at the beginning of the show, I am talking to you, even though I can't see you. Interesting thing, radio. So, first concept. If you've got chronic skin issues, get off this fixation about the topical approach. Clean it through the kidneys. I don't want to belabor kidney cleanses today. There's lots of information on them. Clean the kidney. The bowels. If you're constipated, water, salt, oil, magnesium from adrenaline, from good sleep, your kind of fiber. If you're not exercising and pooping a couple of times a day, defecating, it'll come out your skin. First and foremost, the skin is the exit for the kidney, water-soluble poison. But more than that, it's the exit for everything. The body's going to find a way, and it doesn't care about your vanity. So you must be defecating regularly. Then, of course, there's the biliary system. If you're not seeing the bile flow, enough said. It's going to come out your skin. The lymph. The lymph. Move the body. That's all I want to say today. Hot, cold therapies. The use of those wonderful clays that Premier Research makes. Not to use them in the normal sense, but just to put them on the hands and the feet and the neck. And maybe one day try your head. Just to use them in the general medicinal way. To excite, initiate, embellish, intensify the skin as an exit portal. Take the toxic load off the liver, off the kidneys, and move your lymph. Enough said, first concept. Clean the inside. Now, here's the big one. Big concept, you're not going to hear it in too many places. Just as we say the skin is a third kidney, there is another organ that the skin is connected to that's even more important. But it's not connected biochemically. It's connected energetically. But we're going to turn that word energetically into reality. Otherwise, we're all going to sit around in a group and smile and say, that sounds groovy. But in the trenches, it doesn't mean anything. I'll give you an example. A few weeks ago, a very nice woman came in.